We'll talk about that with David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights are picking an inopportune time to play bad hockey. VGK dropped its third straight game, losing to the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 last night in Canada. Coupled with St. Louis's win, the Knights are now just 3 points ahead of the Blues for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Good news is the reigning Stanley Cup champions play their final four games at home, beginning tomorrow night against Minnesota. Three of the four teams they play are out of the playoff picture, and the Knights only need 3 points on this last homestand to clinch a playoff spot. The apple doesn't fall far from the Major League team as the Las Vegas Aviators failed to find a win again last night in Summerlin. They dropped their second straight game to the Salt Lake Bees. Final score was 8-1. They're now 2-8 on the year.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looking a lot better on the Valley freeways right now as you head into the Northwest Valley. Accident on 95 northbound before Jones looks to be out of the travel lanes now. Same with the other one on the other side, 95 southbound before Rancho, and both of those out of the way. Yeah, really not having any troubles to get around on I-15 and 215 any longer. As far as accidents go, we're all clear there. In the Northwest Valley, still working an injury accident at Craig and Decatur. Warmer temperatures today, but less winds. We'll get into the mid-80s this afternoon with light breezes. It's currently 64 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The latest numbers are out on the wholesale inflation rate. From the LA Times today, today U.S. consumers are paying 20% more for milk, about 30% more for bread, and more than 50% more on eggs than they were a year ago. This is unbelievable. Earlier, we had a chance to talk to David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation. We were talking in terms of rebuilding the Key Bridge in Baltimore. And I asked him, David, bring us up to speed on where we are in this whole process of rebuilding the bridge.
Unfortunately, the process hasn't moved forward that much. So the first step, obviously, is clearing all of the remains of the bridge out, as you mentioned, which is, you know, for most bridges across the country, obviously you want to get rebuilt quickly, but there's particular urgency to get to clear this particular passageway because it's right next to the Port of Baltimore, which is one of the main shipping hubs, frankly, for the entire country, and especially for the automotive industry for cars going in, but also for, you know, for American-made cars going to other countries. The sooner we can get the harbor cleared, the sooner the ship traffic can resume. But then, equally importantly, getting the bridge back up is going to be very important, not so much for those of you in Las Vegas, but for those of us out here on the East Coast. You know, there's a lot of cars that go across that bridge. What's concerning to me is the time frame for getting the bridge rebuilt is going to be many times longer than it took to get the bridge built in the first place.
Let me ask you, what is the economic impact of what you were just talking about? I mean, are we talking about tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars? What is the economic impact as you see it?
As I see it, it depends on how long these things take. And as I say, it seems like everything to do with projects being operated by governments, especially by the federal government, with, you know, almost with each passing year, it seems to go up by an order of magnitude. These things take so much longer with lots of, you know, environmental reviews, lots of new red tape, especially stuff that's being added by the Biden administration. Regardless of that, the value of the combination of the harbor, the Port of Baltimore, and then the bridge itself, it's several billion dollars a year. So with each day, you're talking about tens of millions of dollars in lost value every single day that this thing drags out.
I want to ask you, because the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge came as such a shock to all of us. The government, the Biden administration, has promised to foot the entire bill for rebuilding. Is that a realistic promise they can make?
I mean, considering what they've spent money on otherwise, it's absolutely realistic to imagine that they would want the federal government to pay the full freight for this thing. And honestly, this is the part that does concern those of you around Las Vegas, because if the federal government is paying for it, everyone from coast to coast to border and border is paying for it, regardless of how much it directly affects you. And it really staggers the imagination for me. And here again, this happened last year. It's off of the headlines for now. But Congress has yet to act. And I expect that they will do something about this bridge. The question is what that will be. But just, this week, we've had fresh numbers on inflation that they're, as the media always say, oh, it's higher than expected. Well, to me, I expect high inflation as long as the federal government is dumping money on anything and everything as quickly as possible, regardless of how they're paying for it.
Let me ask you, a lot of people immediately said, why is the government going to foot the entire bill? Isn't there insurance? Isn't there some responsibility on the part of the owners of the barge? At what point do we say, well, it shouldn't be the entire federal government that pays for this thing, that there ought to be shared responsibility? What do you think?
The primary responsibility should absolutely fall on the company, or the companies involved, between the shipping company, the owner that has the ship, whoever was responsible for this particular, voyage. It's not Baltimore's fault. It's not the federal government's fault that a big ship ran into the bridge. It's the people who own the ship. It's their fault. The problem is that there are multiple companies involved. There's going to be multiple insurance policies involved. There's going to need to be a court case to figure out who has what responsibility. And there's no telling how long it's going to take for that case to you know, wind its way through the courts. And in the meantime, we have to fix the bridge. We need to clear the waterway.
There you have it. There you have it. The very latest on what's going on in Baltimore with David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation. Coming up tomorrow on the show, very excited, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, candidate for Congress, will join us. And we'll talk about the race, all that, and a whole bunch more coming up. We will tee it up at 6:05. I hope you'll join us. I love the folks that get up with us at 6:05. It's a different kind of group, and I love you all. We'll talk more about the passing of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76 and a whole bunch more. Until we join you then at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Where Bill O'Reilly, News and Comment, and Clay and Buck are next.
Segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group, and we know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You too can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com, where there is so much to take away from the Long Life Era community. If you could pick just one message you want to convey to the members, what could that be?
And those members are a lot of people who listen to this radio station right this very minute. So if you're listening, I am speaking to you. I want you to know, if nobody has told you lately, that we are the national treasures of wisdom in this country. In every other country of the world, those who are living in their long life era are revered, honored, respected, and celebrated. But in America, we have this anti-aging culture, and it places us in a very uncomfortable position, especially when, as we said a few segments ago, that we are looking at stereotypes of older people who are objectified and made fun of. And that's not fair to us, because we know, those of us who are living in our long life era, that we have lived a life that has given us the wisdom that can help so many other people. And so we have to know that ourselves. We have to tell that to ourselves. We have to tell it to each other and hope that over a small period of time, as we do this, we're not doing it for ourselves, but we're doing it for our children and our grandchildren and the generations to come, that we are the national treasures of wisdom in America and have so much left to give.
Embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com, and on social media, you're invited to join the Long Life Era Community Facebook group.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
At Meineke, doing car care right means being able to fix now and pay later. Because with Meineke, fix it now and pay over time with custom finance options available to fit your needs. Meineke's multiple finance solutions are designed to try and cover all credit opportunities, providing customized options for you. See your local Meineke today, and you may be surprised how much they can help. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned or operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, August 11th, 2024. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden hosts the Prime Minister of Japan. Trump reaffirms his position on abortion. Economists rank the states with the worst inflation, and 9 in 10 Americans carry credit card debt every month. Also coming up, my message of the day. I'm very concerned about squatters. First, Joe Biden hosted the Prime Minister of Japan for an official state visit to the White House. Guests included Bill and Hillary Clinton, Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, and other progressive donors. The top issue that was discussed between the two countries, of course, is the increasing threat from China. Donald Trump publicly rejected a national abortion ban this week, as we talked about in our message of the day the other day. The president was in Atlanta when he was asked to comment on Arizona's reinstitution of a Civil War era law prohibiting abortion. And Trump said, quote, "No, I wouldn't sign a ban. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will be more conservative than the others. At the end of the day, it's about the will of the people." The inflation rate rising 3.5% in March compared to the same period last year. This is the fourth straight month of above expected inflation increase, 3.5%. It is very unlikely. There was talk earlier in the year that we could get maybe 4 rate cuts this year. This at this point seems unlikely that maybe we get any this year at all. The average American now pays $385 every month in higher prices. The inflation rate during the last year of Trump's first term was under 2%. You hear this a lot from the Democrats. They'll say, Biden will say, I inherited inflation. No, he did not. States hardest hit this summer with inflation: Florida, Tennessee, Virginia, and Alabama. The very worst is Maryland. And prices in Baltimore are actually going up even more now because of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. New data from Citibank shows that 92% of Americans carry credit card debt every single month. Only 8% of adults have a zero balance. The average family owes $8,000 on those credit cards. A third of Americans have drained their savings accounts since COVID. 25% of Americans live within $100 of their maximum credit card limit. This is another reason why I'm concerned about what we're going to talk about in the message of the day. I think you're going to see more and more people taking advantage of squatter's laws because they know they can do it, get away with it, and there's zero consequences. But I'm going to make a crazy prediction, so get your tinfoil hat ready. We'll do that next on the message of the day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I am increasingly concerned about squatters. I think this is going to be a bigger problem as more terrible people and more illegal aliens hear about their squatting rights and how much they can get away with zero consequences. So here's my conspiracy theory. Will you put your tinfoil hat on with me now? It's a slippery slope, and the slippery slope is real. It's undefeated, actually. Chicago and New York City are evicting migrants from their city-run shelters. Chicago says they have to evict 2,000 migrants by the end of the month, 5,000 in New York City, and there's going to be more every day after that because now there's a 60-day max for an illegal alien to stay in a shelter. Where are they going to go? I think one day soon, if things go poorly, I think the government will force people to take in illegal aliens in their house. And you say, oh, Slater, that's crazy. Okay, I hear it. I know. Right now, it's all voluntary. A family will take in an illegal alien, and the local media will do a news story on how wonderful it is. And look at this couple who loves having this migrant in their home who cooks and cleans for them. You, too, can have your own indentured servant from Haiti. And then Michigan has their newcomer stipend. That's what they call it. Instead of illegal alien, newcomer stipend. You get $500 a month if you let an illegal alien live in your house. You'll never hear the horror stories of this, of course. And you'll never hear the story of the migrant who won't leave, or the family who goes to the grocery store and they come back home and the illegal alien says, my house now. Once you invite someone into your house, kicking them out is not as easy as you think. So anyway, it starts out fine, but then there's going to be too many migrants to handle. Got to house them somewhere. Now, listen, I'll admit, that's a big jump. It's a little crazy, Slater. Come on. You're telling me we're going to go from please take a migrant if you want to, all the way to we're going to force you to take in this illegal alien into your house? How could the government pull that off? You're being crazy. Let's peek in across the pond, shall we? This is from the Daily Mail. An elderly couple who had just moved into their new home were horrified to receive a letter from their council suggesting the property could be subject to compulsory purchase and used to house asylum seekers. The letter said their house was deemed to be an empty property or derelict, and the county will force them to sell it. The owner of the property said, "The idea of forcing us to sell it to make room for refugees and asylum seekers seems totally wrong." Yeah, of course. But the local town says once someone is granted refugee status, they can only stay in a shelter for 28 days. Where else are they going to go? Compulsory purchase. Have you ever heard of such a thing? So there's your stepping stone on this slippery slope. Now let's take this wacky conspiracy theory one step further. Physician-assisted suicide is becoming more and more commonplace. A 28-year-old living in the Netherlands had a physician-assisted suicide because she was depressed and tired of living. So that's the new standard now. This is increasing exponentially, and I predict very soon that physician-assisted suicide will be the leading cause of death in America. I'm certain of it. It's relevant here because who needs so many old people anyway? We can just physician-assisted suicide them, take their property from them, and finally, we can get these illegal aliens the housing they deserve. Oh, come on now, Slater. That's crazy talk. Okay. Keep all that in mind the next time you hear a story of an illegal alien squatting at someone's house and they arrest the homeowner. Blue states and cities will never crack down on this because the illegals can do no wrong. Something you might not know. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Are your taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds, because it's time for Smokin' Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixes. Ooh-wee. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow-smoked meats from Smokin' Pig and enjoying the good old days. We talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixes, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that, our famous appetizer for snacking with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smokin' Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together, and that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard, or call 725-777-3988. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. I heard someone the other day say, in the arc of history, the good guys win. Not sure that's true. I don't think it's true that the good guys win in the end. It's very similar to a line Obama would use all the time. He would say, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Sure, maybe in the political sense, people bend towards communism, which is what they're actually talking about. Obama would quote that line all the time because Martin Luther King Jr. said it in his final sermon at the National Cathedral in 1968. He said, we shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. But if you read the full paragraph, he's talking about Jesus and his second coming. He was a reverend, after all. So in the religious Revelation 21 sense, yeah, sure. That's not what Obama's talking about. Obama and Democrats, whenever, and progressives, whenever they talk about, they say, oh, we're going to pass this new bill and it's going to be great because everything we do, progress is great because just over time, the moral arc bends towards justice. So anything we do is automatically, by definition, forward, therefore bending towards justice. So that line, in a political sense, justifies them to do anything in the name of progress because we're bending towards justice. But here's the big problem with it. If people start to believe that the arc bends towards justice, or in the end, the good guys win, it creates this posture of, well, I can just sit back and wait and it will all work out in the end. No, it won't. It won't all just work out. If we all sit back, in fact, I guarantee you it will not work out. The only reason anything good ever has happened is because people did the opposite of sitting back. John Stuart Mill wrote about this in the mid-1800s. He was pushing back against this idea that the truth will come out eventually, like it's inevitable. And he said, no. That idea is one of the pleasant falsehoods which men repeat one after another until it becomes commonplace. But all of history refutes. History teems with instances of truth being put down by persecution. But the good news is, even if the truth is tamped down once, twice, even 100 times, John Stuart Mill said eventually there will be a group of people in the perfect circumstance where the truth will be able to be set free. Beauty, truth, and goodness do not prevail unless there's enough of us determined and dedicated to it. The arc of history only bends towards justice when good men are fighting for it. More coming up.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. and my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update today. My name is Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith. You can listen to that anywhere you download podcasts. Hope you have a great day.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.